Avernum Group organized a show of solidarity with Palestinians as the war between Israel and Hamas rages on in the Middle East. Vernon for Palestine hosted the vigil at Vernon Spirit Square Sunday, December 22. About 35 people attended the event, which featured at least 8 speakers and performers. Organizers said the vigil was a powerful display of solidarity with Palestinians that went smoothly, reflecting a commitment to honoring and grieving for Palestinian lives lost since the war broke out a little over a year ago. The war began when Hamas militants committed a multi-pronged terror attack in Israel on October 7, 2023, targeting civilians and leaving more than 1,200 people dead, while taking more than 200 Israeli hostages. Israel has since responded with numerous aerial bombings and ground offensives, killing thousands in Gaza. Palestinians have been caught in the crosshairs of a bitter war between Hamas and Israel. As of December 10, there have been 44,786 Palestinian fatalities, according to the United Nations, which also says 345,000 are facing catastrophic levels of food insecurity. Vernon for Palestine says that while these are the official numbers, the real numbers are certainly much higher, with thousands still buried under rubble or otherwise inaccessible. The vigil was a chance for the public to grieve for these lives lost, and to denounce the forces of imperialism, colonialism, and war around the world. The group pointed to British organization Oxfam's determination that the war has led to more deaths of children in a 12-month period than in any of the world's conflicts over the last 20 years. "We grieve tonight for these stolen childhoods, these stolen children. These stolen mothers, fathers. These stolen aunties, uncles. These stolen grandparents, these stolen pets. These stolen homes. These stolen families." Vernon for Palestine said the modern Western world, with its fast-paced lifestyles and never-ending societal demands, doesn't allow for time to grieve. And so, the vigil was a chance to take a moment to lament the lives lost in a war with no end in sight. The group said Palestinians have lived under apartheid for over 7 decades. "When we fight and advocate for liberation in Palestine, we must recognize that we are also fighting for our own liberation," Vernon for Palestine said. "Humanity is defined by our connections to one another, and the more we divide ourselves, the further we get away from what it means to be human."